Informed, non-inflamed. Politics.
And hi, everyone. It is Tuesday, July 14th. So the Iran nuke deal is done and it goes to Congress and the rest of the world. Here are my takes. First, I am not for it or against it. I haven't read it, and either have you. So if you come out for or against it now, then you have a team or a financial interest in this deal. Remember that when you're listening to media reports. I will post relevant pieces here for you with experts I find to combat the myopic one-sided stuff you will have to endure on MSNBC and Fox. You should still watch them, but keep these filters in mind. First, Obama is looking for a legacy. Second, people who oppose this might have special interests backing them, like the military-industrial complex in Israel. I'm not saying these concerns aren't legit. I'm just saying be aware of who has what at stake. Which leads to my third take. This is scary, although I think the extremist hawks in Congress like Tom Cotton are wrong most of the time about most things. I understand and I agree with their fears of disagreement. Iran's ruling party and their military apparatus, like the Revolutionary Guard, are as evil as the hawks say. Fourth, however, where I disagree with them is in their vision. They look back rather than forward, and I don't condemn that. I get it. But we need to look forward and see a new world and a new world economy being more proactive rather than reactive, which leads to take five. This deal is actually aimed at the Iranian people. Not much will be said about the people of Iran, though, but there are a number of factors that are changing there. Their economy is suffering. The ruling mullahs are frightened to death of another revolution. We talk about oil, but Iran is probably more concerned about a lack of water. You will have to decide if the power to the people of Iran carries the day. That verdict is still out on that. Six, understand the role shale oil in the U.S. has played. The price of crude, which has dropped, has strengthened us and weakened them. In some ways, it makes us become more isolationist. I think we are trying to remove ourselves as much as we can from the Middle East because we don't need them. Granted, that sucks for Israel. But because of this deal, Israel is becoming more of a partner with countries like Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and Egypt. I think the feeling most Americans have is this: we're tired of dealing with the Middle East. The region does not carry our ideals, and they clearly act like victims. Go take care of yourselves. However, that doesn't mean a complete withdrawal from the region. We will have a presence there, though reduced. For more on this issue of the United States being involved in the Middle East in the future, take a look at two book reviews I did. The first is The Accidental Superpower by Peter Zeihan, and that is an optimistic look at our economy and place in the world thanks to shale and our aging population that's not as bad as China's or Russia's. The second book is called America in Retreat by Brett Stevens, a pessimistic look ahead and the need for a more muscular U.S. military. Take seven. We are expecting a major Middle East war between the Sunnis and the Shias. And if it happens, and it will happen, let's make sure it happens without nukes. I still think our containment policy is to keep them fighting over there and not with our boots on the ground. It is Obama's corollary to the Bush Doctrine that says, let them fight over there without us. Here's my last take. Is it a coincidence that a deal gets done when the president is a lame duck, when he no longer is beholden to special interests? The question is, does this make us safe? Only you can decide. That's Informed, Not Inflamed. Catch you next time.
For more on John Daly, go to informednotinflamed.com.